Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
We are back. Tolbert and Copes. I'm Matt Kolsky in for Adam Copeland today, and we're getting you ready for Giants baseball taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. Pre-game about 25 minutes away, but right now we are joined by the one and only Andy Baggerly. And Bags, I'm just going to start with this. It sounds as though Joey Bart is close to ready to resume baseball. The Giants currently have a rookie by the name of Patrick Bailey, who is hitting everything in sight. And their second catcher is Blake Sable, who they cannot send down without losing access to entirely. What's the plan with Bart?
Well, I think, you know, you don't make the plan until you have to have a plan. I think the plan right now is just to get him ready to play. And then when he's ready, you see where you are from a roster standpoint. And if there's no space for him, he does have minor league options. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of things that he can work on. And I think that it's pretty clear to everybody that Patrick Bailey is making this a better team right now on both sides of the ball. And so, you know, just like Casey Schmidt sort of became impossible to take out of the lineup, I think you can say the same about Pat Bailey right now. And you're right on about Blake Sable. They can't get rid of him, and they've been really, really committed to it this long. So I don't see them sort of cutting bait there. So yeah, it's you know, it's one of those good problems to have, I guess.
The baby Giants, huh? It's pretty,
yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Like
though.
Those I got kids.
Pretty fun.
They ever said that? I think they've used that slogan, haven't they?
Yeah, I didn't want to go with that one.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's just, I said it last week, Bags, and you have to feel it too, covering the team. It's just more fun. More fun covering him. It's more fun watching him. It's I feel like I want to watch it. Like I'm excited to watch a game. Like I want to see these young guys do something. We've been hearing about the minor league system for so many years. Like not only did they come up, not only are they playing, not only are they performing, they're performing really, really well, and they're keying some of these victories. So it's just a different vibe for me. Even if the record isn't great yet, you can almost start envisioning things, like projecting into the future. Okay, they got this guy now for this year, this guy for next year. Maybe if that guy comes, I can kind of see this thing kind of piecing itself together. To me, it's a totally different vibe than it was last year, early this year. Even if the records were similar, this is different.
Yeah, even different from 2021 when they were, you know, winning 107 yep. games. And as enjoyable as that was, as impressive as that was, I mean, to take a team like the Dodgers, 106, and tell them, nope, you're not winning the division. We are.
Yeah.
You know, that's even though they did lose in the DS. Even as impressive as that was, you know, it wasn't something that was sustainable. It wasn't, you know, having a Lincecum and a Kane and a Posey and a Bumgarner and guys that you know are going to be around and be right in the heart of things for you know, the foreseeable future. And, you know, I just go back to the home opener against the Kansas City Royals. And the person who got the loudest ovation was Brandon Crawford. And the person who got the second loudest ovation was Matt Duffy when the Royals were announced. Because people love, you know, rooting for the players that come up through the system. And, you know, Buster has talked about this, too. There's a camaraderie, too, with the guys who've gone through it together and come up the ranks together. And, you know, he caught Bumgarner in the minor leagues. He played with Crawford in the minor leagues. So, you know, that there's that spirit, sort of that camaraderie. Is easier to kind of have get going when it's players who come up together. And there's no doubt that that youthful energy has given this team a big time spark. And, you know, a lot of the other guys are performing too. We're starting to see Mitch Haniger making an impact. We've obviously seen Michael Conforto putting together just a really, really great month of May here at the back end. So, you know, they're starting to do a lot of things right. The bullpen obviously has been a big part of their success. But, I totally agree. There's just an enthusiasm now that really wasn't there. Even when they thought that this was going to be a pretty good team in spring training. And, you know, you heard Brandon Crawford say that, you know, I think this team might be better than the 2021 team. Maybe not in terms of wins and losses, but just at the outset. They were a team that had more going for it. And this is really what I think everyone's been waiting on is when this team needs something, when this roster needs something, you can go get someone from your own system and not just play the waiver wire and with someone who's going to be there for a week or two and then be gone. So it is definitely, I think, the enthusiasm is really understandable.
We know it's a John Brebbia starting the game tonight. Do we have a sense for after that? Are we likely to see a nice chunk of Sean Manaea or more of a all hands on deck bullpen game? Do we know?
Well, I think they're just going to do it according to the lineup pockets. And, you know, if the Pirates have their lefties bunched in one spot, I think you'll see Taylor Rogers in early, you know, like they did against Milwaukee. You know, it really does give them a nice blend of avenues to go in when you have Manaea. And, you know, even when they had Ross Stripling, too, he wasn't pitching well. But, you know, when you have multiple guys who can pitch multiple innings, it's really tough for the opposing team to make out a lineup because – you know, okay, you know, Brebbia is going to start, so we'll make sure that we can put lefties up at the top of the lineup, you know, but then the next time through, it's going to be harder to get the matchups you want because the Giants have multiple lefties they can go to. So, yeah, I think it is going to be all hands on deck, but I think it's going to be very matchup driven by, you know, the lineup the Pirates put together.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So when you talk to the pitchers, what is it precisely that Bailey does? Because I've heard it at least a half dozen times now, how they like throwing to him. They're comfortable throwing to him. Like, what are the traits that he has that just makes it so easy for him to kind of slide in and catch all these guys, and they all seem to be really, really pleased?
Well, I think the number one thing is, you know, he's pretty good at framing. He can he can pull strikes back in the zone. That's something the pitchers always appreciate. He seems to have a good pace. He knows when to go out for a mound visit. He knows, you know, to really when he does have an idea for a pitch to call, he's not afraid to interject. And I think a lot of pitchers really like that and appreciate that. And yeah, mostly I think it's just a lot of demeanor, just a really sort of laid back. Demeanor, you know, he's not somebody who, there are catchers who will try to pump you up, but I think most of the times you want a catcher who's going to, you know, put out the fire. And, you know, that may be one of the toughest things for Blake Sable as he's catching is we've seen when an inning starts to go sideways, it's really gone sideways. And it's a tough thing to ask a catcher to do. And I don't know how much a catcher really has to do with it. It's all, you know, cause and effect is a little bit murky there, but there is something to having that catcher who's just got that sort of poise and can find a way to pace a tough inning and get a pitcher through it. So, you know, I think that he's showing that he's smart back there and he's, you know, got a really good sort of, he's not easily flustered. And that's probably the most important thing for a catcher to have from, you know, sort of an intangible standpoint.
Hey, ultimately, where do you think Sable fits if Bailey's going to end up being the catcher? And I unless he just falls off a cliff, I can't imagine he wouldn't, since I think Gabe Kapler said it's about catching. Or no, Farhan said this, it's about catching. I think he said it to us. And the hitting's a bonus. Well, if that's the case, then he's already got the job sewn up because we know he can catch. And if he can hit just a little bit, he should be good to go. I think Bart's going to end up being the odd guy out, but where does it leave Sable? Left field, DH, kind of fill-in catcher occasionally when Bailey – and I hate to get way ahead of myself on this, and I know I am, and that Bailey hasn't taken over the full-time anything yet, but I'm just reading between the tea leaves. if they really want a good defensive catcher, well, they got one, and I don't think that's going away. What does happen to Sable if that's the case?
Well, if he keeps hitting, they'll find a place to put him in the lineup.
Yeah.
And I know the end of the road trip, he did hit the big three-run homer. He scuffled for a little bit, I think about 20 at-bats or so before that. But he was making a lot more consistent contact, I think, in May than he did in April. There was a point, I think, while the team was still in Minnesota, that he had a higher OPS against right-handed pitching than Shohei Ohtani. I mean, I think I mentioned that even with you guys. It's dropped off a little bit now. It's still 8-11, which is fine. And to be honest, I think the reason this team hasn't really missed Jock Peterson a whole lot is because Blake Sable's provided a decent amount of production against right-handers. So, I don't think that – I think on a sort of how he would fit if you were to build the roster around him, I think he'd be a guy that you would start, maybe once a week behind the plate, maybe two or three times a week in left field. Who knows? Maybe he even learns to play a little first base down the line. And you would make sure that he's in the lineup against right-handers. And then, maybe he's not in a straight platoon because he's playing multiple positions. But, guys who can hit right-handed pitching are valuable. And you see a lot of them, obviously. And so I think that they recognize that that's something that is valuable on this roster and in this organization. And if, they do keep him all year, then they have an unrestricted Blake Sable. They have a Blake Sable who you can option up and down if need be. So that makes him even more valuable going forward. So that's sort of, I think, and then it's up to him. It's up to him and how much he hits to force his way into the lineup and make lineup decisions difficult for these guys.
Yeah. Well, he may still be ahead of Ohtani because his is dropping too. Trust me. I've been watching it drop nightly, unfortunately, for me. Do I have a wrong read on Bailey in that if Farhan really just – if he wants a good defensive catcher and that's the number one goal – and that hitting is a bonus. Now, it doesn't mean he can hit a .180. That's a bonus. I mean, he's got to hit .270. But if he can hit relatively decently, he's so good defensively, there's a good chance that could be his job the rest of forever, I guess.
Well, yeah, the other thing is that Bailey does that Bart has struggled with is just putting the bat on the ball. And Bart, to his credit, has been a lot better this year. I mean, he really has made more consistent contact. But I think we saw early in the year, and the Giants, going into the middle of May, were still leading the major leagues in strikeouts, and they were killing rallies. I mean, those strikeouts were absolutely killing rallies, and it was hard to turn the lineup over or hard to get a big inning going if they didn't hit a home run. So you've seen that improve, and they've had some big innings that haven't involved a home run. And I think a lot of that is the fact that they've just put the ball in play more reliably, and Bailey is a pretty reliable contact guy. Obviously, swings from both sides of the plate. You see when he puts a charge into one, it goes. I think that all those things kind of. I mean, Joey Bart has had a little bit of time in the big leagues to show that he's capable of doing more, and I don't think it's been a massive sample that's going to define him forever. But I think that they can kind of know what kind of player he is by now, and. You don't completely give up on somebody, but I think we can see where this is going.
Yeah.
You mentioned, Bags, the idea of how nice it is to be able to feel like you need something and find it in your own minor league system. And boy, if they're healthy, this lineup looks pretty excellent and even has some depth to it. But I would argue that potentially they could use one more starting pitcher. What are the odds that they go looking for that in Kyle Harrison? Is that something that we might see sooner than later?
Oh, yeah. I think it's entirely possible. Once he, can reliably get – they're going to stretch out his pitch count a little bit more. I think as Farhan told you guys, when he was on a week or so ago. And as long as he can throw strikes reliably, I mean, he will get big league hitters out. He's got stuff that plays in the zone. And he's even, learning that new slider. And I do think that it's a matter of him putting together just a couple starts and we could see him in the big leagues. And the other thing is, they've got more depth in their minor league system to make deals now too. I mean, if they decide that there's an impact starting pitcher out there that they really want to get, at the trade deadline, you know, could they, I guess the thought of trading away someone like Marco Luciano was like unfathomable, you know, maybe a year ago, because, well, they don't have much in their system. How can they give away, you know, one of their best prospects? But now I think you could probably justify it because they've got a lot more people coming and a lot of people already in the big leagues. So, you know, that's the other thing that having a lot of minor league depth will give you, is it gives you the opportunity to make deals. Because, you know, if the Giants were willing to trade Kyle Harrison, I think they could have had Sean Murphy. That, you know, the A's wanted Harrison, I think, in a deal like that. And they weren't willing to go there. But, you know, maybe they won't finish second on some of these trade proposals for guys going down the line.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Something I was going to ask you about last week, but I didn't. I forgot. Camilo Duvall, my goodness. Like, he just, it seems like this year, he's, I don't want to say grown up right in front of our eyes. That seems a little cliche, but it, just watching him, you watch him now, and he's always kind of had the low heartbeat, but he had problems with the clock earlier on, and he just always wondered, like, okay, is he going to be able to keep the, in the strike? Man. He just looks like a dude now. Just get him the ball, get out of the way, and it's over, right? I mean, that's the way I feel now when he gets the ball. It's like, yeah, he's good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I think the key for him is making sure that he doesn't get overused, making sure that he stays healthy. I mean, it's so nasty when it's in the zone. Oh. And you know, now he's got the two-seamer, and he's got, you know, all the depth on his pitches. And, oh, by the way, it's coming in at 102 miles an hour. Yeah. I mean, the only guy who might be even nastier than him is Joan Duran, who we just saw in Minnesota. And he threw 104.7-mile-an-hour pitch that was going up and in on Wilmer Flores' hands, and he fouled it back. I walked up to Wilmer the next day. I said, congratulations, you did the most impressive thing a major leaguer did on that field yesterday. You fouled that pitch off. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's getting to the point where you start to wonder, well, you know, Camilo, you look in the stands, you don't see a lot of Camilo Duvall jerseys yet. It's not like a big event when he comes in the game, but, you know, it should be. We're at the point where it really should be.
I totally agree. Let's get a song for him. Let's get a wrestling entrance for him. It's something.
Yeah, the problem is he likes Norteño ballads. He likes he's so calm. He doesn't like the pump-up music because he's not a pump-up guy. So I think the Giants have tried to manufacture some different things for him. They tried tequila last year.
I think a Norteño ballad would kind of be the right answer here, right? I mean, it's like you know, Little John in Robin Hood. It's the opposite of what you expect.
You know, it's maybe, possibly, but, you know, it's obviously it's more about the crowd than it is about the closer,
fair
I guess.
Point. Fair point.
But I tell you what, it's, you know, I don't know. Maybe we can go back through a lot of the other songs and find something else that it can't just be Timmy Trumpet that's got the little riff that gets everyone going. There's going to be another one out there. Suggestions are the suggestion box is open for anybody.
Find a Sammy saxophone or some such thing.
Yeah. Let's get something else that's got some good horns or some, you know, some a really good beat, something that everyone will get into when he comes in the game.
How about just the sound of the ball going at 102 miles an hour, hitting the catcher's mitt over and over and over again?
Yep.
I don't know if people know what the hell's going on, but now he is a, it's a boy. I'll tell you what, it is nice to know you have the bottom of the ninth wrapped up and not it's over. Cause again, things happen, but you just give a ball to a guy and you're like, okay, we're good. We don't got to worry about anything. We're good. And more times, way more times than not, it's just taken care of. It's over. It's like asking a reliable mobster, did you take care of that guy? And he goes, yeah. You know he did it. It's over.
Yeah.
You don't even got to worry about it. That's how I feel about him right now. He's that Italian mobster that took care of it.
Well, and I think a really good team, is able to reduce exposure by doing what the Giants did yesterday, just sort of, throttling a team, or doing what they did in Milwaukee. And then they have, they add on, they get a 4-run inning, and I think it was the 7th or 8th, and then, they don't have to use Doval at all. So if you can do that, then you only enhance that value you already have on your roster. So so that's, and the Giants have been doing that, and that's allowed him to get a little bit of rest so he can, be at his best when he's out there.
Bags, it'll be a great time at the game tonight. We'll look forward to talking to you soon. And as always, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good week, guys.
Thanks, Bags. Have a good one.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.